Braves and the Giants on Monday, a matchup of two struggling starters, R.A. Dickey facing Johnny Cueto. We pick it up bottom four, the Braves looking to build on a 1-0 lead.
With a collection of deliveries, pauses, and comes to the plate, and it's hit high and deep to right field. A bullet that is headed for the chop house. Dickey ready to go, and it's lofted in the air, shallow left field. Coming hard is the left fielder, Kemp, skidding and grabbing it. That ball was two steps beyond Swanson and looked like it was going to be one step shy of Kemp.
Grounded sharply to the right side, diving, knocked down by Phillips, gets up and throws him out. Beautiful play, diving to his left, Brandon Phillips robs Brandon Belt. The stretch, runners going, the pitch, line drive, base hit to right. Scoring is Kemp, Adams to the plate, he will cross. It's a two-run single for Dansby Swanson, his second hit, and it's 5-0 Braves. Driven a mile to right, to the top of the chop house, it's gone! Three-run bomb for Danny Santana. It's 9-0.
Braves upend the Giants 9-0. The Giants have dropped seven straight. They're now 20 games under 500 for the first time since September of 2008. R.A. Dickey with his first scoreless outing of the season after posting an ERA north of 7 in his previous four starts. Entering Monday night, R.A. Dickey's ERA in his previous four outings, an unsightly 7.33, but the right-hander turned back the clock as he turned in seven scoreless innings. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker sharing his thoughts on Dickey.
Yeah, it was really good. And, seven really good innings. And like I say, it was coming out good and consistent, especially after the first inning when it looked like, could have went either way. He did a really good job and, kind of had the feel of it. It seemed like the whole night.
He said in Washington he felt like he was really close. Have you seen,
Yeah, it's... Well, I'd seen it really close before. I mean, in spurts and a couple times ago, it was like I thought he was gonna go nine innings, and he went out and it was like lost it like all real quick. But tonight, it just and it was a consistent effort. Didn't it looked like he was in a good rhythm with it. And more the release point and the rhythm and so that was good to see.
If you guys
were a close game still. Johnny Cueto was pitching a hell of a game too, and then Adams hits that ball, kind of gives you a 2-0 lead. It was pretty. Seemed like it was going to be huge.
Yeah, I mean right then. Wait, RA was going. I mean, I felt good, and it was a hot, humid night, and he gave us seven good innings, and this is good to go. So, it kind of lined up pretty good, really.
Do you think if you guys would have had a bigger lead, you would have left Dickey in there?
No, I think he was done. I mean, I talked with him and kind of just decided. That was probably, if we'd went three up, three down, made us put him out there on, and had somebody ready. But, I figured right there he'd had enough and got a chance to score again. So we'd try and do that.
I know you said Santana has sneaky power, but did you have any idea you could hit that?
I mean, that's up there in big boy territory there. I mean, that was something.
How about, we talk about Matt Adams all the time. Has he been better than
Probably has. I mean, I got texts from guys that told me, said, he'll hit lefties if you let him. And, from teammates of his that I've known for years. So it's just, he's getting the opportunity. And just he's been a huge, huge part of our team here ever since he got here. It's great to see.
When you make the trade, you'd say, nobody can replace Freddie Freeman. And he may not be matching his numbers, but he's coming pretty close.
No, but he's, sure taking a lot of pressure off the other guys. I mean, that's all, come in and be yourself. Just do what Matt Adams is capable of, what we told him in the beginning. And in doing so, it didn't, it takes pressure from other guys to try and pick up Freddie's slack. So, they can just kind of do their thing, and it's been really good.
Rookies again come through in that big inning with Camargo and Dansby again.
Yeah, Camargo's been swinging that bat really. It seems like the last couple of days he's been in the middle of everything we're doing. And Dansby had a really good at bat right there. That's good because in that game just kind of keep adding on so it's it's good to see them young guys contribute.
You look at this relationship that Flowers and Dickey have formed pretty quickly. You got to be pretty happy with
it. Tyler's been doing a really good job. I mean, it's kind of taken to it really good, and you know, it's been, I think, a good kind of, for both, like I say, just the thing we wanted to do. And I saw, like it was in Cincinnati when Zook was getting beat up pretty good, that, you know, we're kind of a ding shoulder or something away from somebody else having to catch him. So it's worked out really well to, you know, split it up with it.
Matt Adams has enjoyed quite the career resurgence since he was picked up by the Braves after being let go by the St. Louis Cardinals. The big slugger homered it yet again on Monday as he shared his thoughts on the Braves' 9-0 win over San Francisco.
Oh, you know, we could be a contender for sure. And it's just fun, you know. Nobody's, you know, all about themselves. You know, we just keep passing the bat down the lineup and, you know, keep grinding out of bats and playing good defense behind our pitchers as well.
You've had so much praise for this team. What's this team chemistry like in this clubhouse?
I really can't put that into words. Just, you know, one of the best that I've been a part of. You know, we just go about it the right way, and, you know, we never give up till that last out's recorded.
All right, Dickie, 7 scoreless for you guys tonight. I mean, he only was at 86 pitches. He was phenomenal. What is it like playing with a knuckleballer and seeing what he's able to do when that knuckleball is a good one?
Yeah, he, you know, his last 2 starts, he had that thing dancing around pretty good out there. It's fun to play behind him because he works quick. You know, he gets a ball and gets going. So it's been a lot of fun.
Danny Santana was a big contributor to the Braves' big 7-run 8th inning. He capped off the scoring of that inning with a long pinch-hit 3-run home run. Here is Santana speaking about that home run and about the Braves' 9-0 win.
Sí, sabía que sé que tengo la habilidad de hacerlo, pero me sorprende que hubiera pasó en ese momento.
Yeah, you know, I knew I could do it and I have confidence in my ability, but I'd be lying if I said I was surprised. That wasn't surprised that it happened.
What about that inning and just in general and getting big contributions from a couple of rookies and just from different guys in the lineup? How good did that feel to be part of that inning?
Bueno, cuentan de esa entrada que pues, obviamente anotaron muchas carreras y pues de la producción de los novatos y de toda la gente que contribuyó en esa entrada.
Bueno, realmente ellos están verdaderamente enfocados. Quieren hacer el trabajo que le corresponde. Quieren ayudar al equipo. Me sorprende más con Camargo. Ya jugué con él. Él le hablo mucho sobre lo que él realmente debería hacer más en los innings tarde en el juego.
Yeah, you know, you can just tell they're really focused right now, and everyone's kind of coming up with big hits and, you know, timely things, and I think that's everyone's doing their role. And, you know, just try to talk to Camargo and kind of keep him in the game and let him know what he's got to focus on in those late innings. ¿Qué pensaste de Ari Dickey esta noche?
No, ¿qué se puede decir? Los picheos de él son sumamente difíciles de batir. Hizo muy buen trabajo. Y como si le he enfrentado antes, y sé lo difícil que el picheo de él.
I mean, what can I say? His pitches are just so hard to hit, and I mean, you can just tell. And I mean, I think he did a great job tonight for us. And you know, I faced him before in my career, and I can tell you from firsthand experience that his stuff's really hard to hit.
The Braves sent Julio Teheran to the mound on Tuesday. He'll be opposed by Matt Moore.